On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Sweet Tuesday morning, came a new smile.
Tuesday. Girl in the cut, she chooses.
Sun comes up, it's Tuesday morning.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you. Welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I am Ron Van Dam. Now that we've got that straight, let's do a show. I mean, I'm going to do a show. You just sit there. It's a little embarrassing, isn't it? You know, like, what are you going to do for the next half hour? I'm going to sit in a chair and let the other guy just talk. Oh, sounds like a great activity to me. Like I'm doing all the work and you're just sitting there. Something's not right. It is Tuesday. It doesn't really do anything for me. I mean, it's not even the middle of the week yet. That's tomorrow. So this is just like whatever, you know. But let's spend it together for a short period of time. And when the show is over, I guarantee you'll feel nothing. Roll up your sleeve, I will vaccinate you against the stupidity of the world. You need to be vaccinated against the stupidity of the world. All right. I'm not going to get political. Don't worry about it. I won't get political. How you doing? Good to be with you today. It's a fine, fine day outside, depending on where you live, because I'll tell you something. It's a heat wave going on in this country. There's a heat wave going on the West Coast. There's a heat wave going on in the middle of the country. There's a heat wave going on the south of the and the Northeast. There's a heat wave everywhere. Someone's turning up the heat. Oh my God, it just turned into hell. Do you believe in hell? I know. I'm living it too. Isn't this hell? Is this what hell is? You're lured into hell with these wonderful experiences and promises of great, enjoyable life. And then once you're in there, you realize, wait a minute, this is hell. Well, they tricked me again. It's certainly getting hot enough to be hell, I'll tell you. I don't know. I don't really necessarily believe in that heaven and hell thing, because, I mean, I haven't seen any travel, you know. Like, if heaven really existed, why couldn't you just visit, you know, for 2 weeks on your vacation? You know, get a little pass to just visit heaven and see some people. All right, this is getting weird. This is getting very, very weird. I have a very interesting guest coming up a little bit later in the program. I was watching Jeopardy last night. I watched Jeopardy for two reasons. One is because I like to feel stupid in the sense that I don't want to know everything. I don't want to be so smart that I know everything, because then things would get really even more boring than they are now. Seeking answers to things and being curious and inquisitive is part of the fun. It's not knowing everything. It's the journey to know everything. So I like that. I watch really smart people on Jeopardy, and I don't feel stupid in comparison. I just feel like, oh, they're not normal. I guess I am. The other thing that I learned things on Jeopardy. I can't retain much except for water. That's why I get up in the middle of the night to pee. I can't retain information that well. I never could. When someone at a cocktail mixer, a cocktail party would say, hello, my name is John. I would say, hello, John. And then 3 minutes later, John would come walking by and I wouldn't remember John's name at all. Because I don't care. That's how I've answered all the questions in life. If I don't know the answer to something, it's because I don't care. It's not that I have no memory. I just don't care to know. I don't care. I've talked about this before. When I was being brought up in the 1600s, there were like three television networks, and the only time the news was on was like 6 o'clock at night, or something like that, and that was it. And then there was some late night news, but everybody went to bed by then. Because there wasn't anything to do back when I was growing up. Coloring book, a couple of TV shows, that was about it. So life was so simple because we didn't know anything. We didn't know anything. The only time you knew something was if it was on the news for like 3 minutes. Otherwise, you didn't know. You had no idea. Now, with cable news and the internet, which shall, by the way, be the death of us. Yeah. Technology will kill society. And if you don't believe me, then you don't believe me. But my my prediction is that technology will kill society. Every time we try to make something better, we naturally fuck it up anyway. We do. We develop the technology, but we totally don't address the negative side of the technology where it could be used against us in a major way. We totally don't think about that part. We don't think about the downside. No one takes out a piece of paper and writes a line down the middle of the paper, and then on the left it says pros and on the right it says cons. Nobody fills that page out when they develop something. They don't. You watch the television, you see these commercials for these incredible medicines that will keep you alive for a long time and solve your medical problems. That's the pros part. They don't think about the cons, and then later on they think, here's a medication that can save your life. Well, what's the downside? It can kill you. What? Here's a medicine that can treat your diabetes. Well, that's great. What's the downside? It can raise your blood sugar and kill you. Okay. Here's a medication that relieves depression so you can have a happy life. What's the downside? What's the side effect of that? It causes depression and suicidal thoughts. And no one at the, you know what I'm saying? When they developed the internet, I think it was Al Gore. When they developed the internet, they thought, oh, great, this is going to be fun, and we're going to be able to know everything and have connections to everything and connect all of the world together. What's the downside? Oh, piracy. They can shut down your entire economy. They can shut down everything. Everything's run by computers. We can just kill your entire society by messing with the computers that we just developed for the good stuff. It's just think about the bad things first next time. Technology will kill us. I've also talked about this before. That little computer that you have in your pants. No, not that. Your cell phone. Your personal computer cell phone thing. The one you have in your pocketbook or tucked away safely near your testicles, those little things. cell phones, testicles, those little things, they will eventually kill society. You think the coronavirus is weird? Wait till they all of a sudden, years later, say, you know those cell phones that everybody has? Yeah, unfortunately, we found out that they can cause cancer, and it will shorten your life. And sorry. They did that with cigarettes. Here, have a cigarette. It'll calm your nerves. It's wonderful. We're going to pass it out to all the military. Smoke cigarettes. It'll calm your nerves. And years later, sorry, it causes cancer. You're all going to die of lung cancer because of what we suggested you do. It's going to be the same with the cell phone. You can't stop the cell phones. There's too much money in it. It's too much money. You can't stop it. But there's no way that you can have a device that is on your body 24/7, that or like 2 feet away from you, throwing beams of data and information from high-powered 5G towers located all over the place, beaming into this little device. There's no way that cannot affect you. All these signals bombarded through the air, and you think it doesn't affect your body in any way, shape, or form? Wait a couple of decades, and you'll find out what happened. Because we don't think of the downside. It's interesting. It is. So I'm watching Jeopardy. I don't know how I got to this point. So I'm watching Jeopardy, and the guest host there on Jeopardy, he reads the Jeopardy question. They choose category, weird federal laws for 1,000. Okay, here's your clue. If you do this, what amount of money, under what amount of money, if you write a check for a certain amount of money, can you be jailed for 6 months and fined? And nobody has the answer. And apparently the answer is, and I looked it up, apparently if you write a personal check for under $1, that's a federal offense. And you can be jailed for up to 6 months and fined very heavily. Who made this law? And everybody looked at each other, even on the show, and went, what? If you write a check for less than $1, they can throw you in jail? That's a federal offense? Who came up with that? Who came up with that? Was it Eisenhower? Who did that? What? So now I'm very conscious. I don't think I've ever written a check for less than $1. I can see in a circumstance where you may have to in order to close out an account and there's only 50 cents left in the account. I think what you're supposed to do is say, screw it, keep 50 cents. I ain't writing a check for that. They're going to throw me in jail. You imagine you're sitting in your house and there's a knock at the door and it's federal agents. And they arrest you because you wrote a check for 75 cents. I don't even know how to write a check for 75 cents. I guess you write it out as no dollars and 75 cents. Well, they'll arrest you. You'll be in jail for 6 months. Unbelievable. Of course, it is not enforced because it's stupid. But they don't take it off the books, you see. It's like hoarding. You have a lot of junk in your house. You never get rid of it. And you keep buying more stuff. Same thing. We have all these laws. We make new laws. We add them to the long list of laws. But we don't get rid of the old laws that we don't use anymore. We don't get rid of them. They just stay as junk in your house. So technically, they could get you on this stuff. I don't know. It's a weird, weird world. Sure is. My guest is going to join us momentarily. And at that point, we will continue our conversations. You're listening to The Ron Van Dam Show right here on New England Broadcasting. We do this every single weekday. I know, it's ad nauseum.
Do you throw boring parties? Do your guests stand about with tepid drinks in their hands, vapidly striving for anything interesting to say to anyone? Do they glance at their watches around 9 p.m. and say, oh, look at the time? Your parties need something, and you know it. Your parties need me, Thompson St. Thomas Fancy Bastard. For a gentlemanly, prearranged fee, I will arrive fashionably late to your party, bringing with me that dash of irresistible British charm and a soupçon of the joie de vivre of the French. Soon I'll have your guests regaled with stories of my vacation villa in Saint-Tropez, my zany youthful adventures in boys' school, and that one time I met the prince. Quite a story. For an extra fee, I could be the cheeky one, telling blue jokes and winking roguishly at all the girls. Got a piano? I've got a repertoire. Because what English gent can't just sit down at the ivories and knock out everything from a raucous pub tune to a bit of Gershwin? I know I can. Because I'm Thompson St. Thomas, Fancy Bastard. And I'll see you at your next party. What time shall I arrive?
I am joined by Andra and Mandy with the rock band The Misses. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. Doing well.
What part of the country are you located in?
We're in Austin, Texas.
Oh, you have no accents.
Until we say y'all.
Oh, okay, there it is. All right, so let's start from the beginning. What, who started this, and why the concept?
Well, really, we're a band that came out with a song, simply, and a video to tell women that they're enough. And this video has just exploded.
Wow.
It's got now over 4 million views in multiple languages. I think it's French, Spanish, Chinese, and I can't even tell you what else. And the next thing we knew, we were receiving a phone call to appear on Good Morning America, Queen Latifah, and Univision. And this response has been pretty unbelievable. And the main thing is that we had a message that we wanted to change the negative thoughts that women had when they looked in the mirror. And it's actually become a movement. That's what this band's about.
Wow.
We wanted to change the way women see themselves, and we couldn't be more excited about it.
When was the band put together?
Well, I kind of put together the band about 5 years ago, mm-hmm. but The Misses has been together a little over close to 2 years.
2 years, wow. And then, so the band was together, and then did you perform, or did you, like, immediately cut a video?
We started writing songs right away,
okay.
And Enough was one of the first songs we wrote, mm-hmm. and we decided that we really wanted to share that message with people, and so we then recorded the video that we made in the mall with our magic mirror.
Hmm. Tell me about the magic mirror.
Well, if you haven't seen the video, mm-hmm. you have to see it. It's up on our website, themisses.com,
mm-hmm.
but we were recently on with Queen Latifah, and she was literally brought to tears after watching it.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she instantly thought of her mother and how she would love for her to experience it. And in fact, experiencing the mirror has been one of our number one requests. So we've decided we're going to go ahead and create an app for everyone to share with their loved ones all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so that they can share the same experience that people see on our video. And that's what we're trying to do, is just spread this love to everyone.
Hmm, interesting. Was the video produced for YouTube or produced as a music video? How did it spread and become so popular?
Well, I think that I guess the main point is that it resonated with so many women.
Uh-huh.
That's why I think it became so popular. You know, I think that most women want to feel that they're enough.
Yeah.
And that, you know, when women watch the video, they see that. And,
right.
You know, women want to stop beating themselves up because I think at the heart of what they're doing, they want to feel okay.
Right.
And, right. And you know, the video itself, we shot it because we wanted to put real women in front of a mirror and let them see
right.
themselves the way other people
right.
see them. Like my friend who I brought to the mirror, who's a school teacher.
Yep.
She's from Alvin, Texas, a small town in Alvin, Texas. And I wanted her to see herself
yeah.
the way everyone sees her.
Huh.
And, I wanted her to see that she's valued
yeah.
and appreciated the way that her children and all the other teachers see her. And it was a life-changing experience for her.
That's very different, what you're doing. It's like multidimensional.
Right. Well, when we thought about making a music video for Enough, the other ideas that we came up just
yeah.
didn't seem to get the message across. So we thought we need to actually stand a woman up in front of a mirror
uh-huh.
and have it be a place where she feels good about herself.
Wow.
So that was our mission.
Yeah.
And how did you get into the app thing? Did you team up with somebody else who does that kind of thing? I mean, usually people don't think of that.
We did. And we have, after the video went viral, we had a lot of people coming to us. And so we kind of came up with this idea of how can we get this message out to more women, because the number one request was that more women want to experience it. And so the only way to do that is to allow this, experience to go to more women. And the app will actually allow women to be able to have this experience anytime. And,
right.
one of the ideas was to have, moms to be able to have daughters
yeah.
send sweet notes throughout the day, or friends be able to send friends, just a boost whenever they're down and things
yeah.
like that. Or even like a husband to send a note to their wife, throughout the day. So the main goal is that we want women to now be able to look to their mirrors and feel good about themselves.
Huh.
And that's it. And when you have a goal like that,
yeah.
teams and people come to you and say they have the ideas. And we get inundated every day at our website at themissus.com with people wanting to help us. And it's exciting because women are rallying around this message because they want to find ways to help too. And it's really, really exciting and empowering to us that we're not sleeping at night. We're trying to find more ways to spread the message and to help too.
Wow. Very, 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 very cool. It's www. You don't have to say that anymore, do you? The Mrs. shows you how antiquated I am. Right. I'm still doing HTTP, so I don't think I have to do that either. It's themissus.com. It sounds like it's just full of information and materials and all kinds of ideas. Boy, you stimulate people. That's a wonderful thing, not only through your music, but through your concepts as well, which is really cool. Are you all mothers?
Well, no, three of us are, Jennifer, Jenny, and me,
uh-huh.
Andra, are all three moms.
Yeah.
And, so we have enough children to run the group. Sometimes at band rehearsal gets a little crazy when they're all there.
Wow. Okay.
But we have a good time, that's for sure.
Well, congratulations to you again. It's themissus.com. Pleasure speaking to you. Hope we can do it again. And thank you so much for your time.
Thanks a lot for having us.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Great talking to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
She
Well, that'll do it for me today. You have been wonderful as usual. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Until then, I wish you peace.